cooking oil would be one that people pour away because it's a liquid, and it makes sense, as in, and some dairy products, there's things that if it's a liquid, you think it can go down the sink. But the issue with anything that has fat, oils and greases in it is that they can congeal and harden once they go into the pipes, and they cause blockages. They combine with other sewage-related items, and it can cause blockages. So Ishgairn end up coming out 2,000 times a month around the country to clear these kind of blockages.
And tell us about how this can affect in the northwest. Obviously, it's very important, the coastal environment we have here in Sligo and Donegal areas.
So there's another campaign called Think Before You Flush, and that's about what you flush down the toilet. So they look at slightly different things. One looks at the kitchen, one looks at the bathroom. So the issue is, if things are going in there and cause blockages, if you get a fat burg, that's often a mixture of things like hair, dental floss, sanitary products, and then kitchen products as well. So you tend to find more of the thing before you flush stuff on the beach. Like, you see wet wipes as the major offender. That's kind of where the campaign came from originally, is wet wipes. They might be marked flushable, but they're actually not. So wet wipes shouldn't, like, they'll go down the toilet, but they're not, they've got plastic in them, and they shouldn't go down the toilet. So what can happen is, you get blockages combined from the two campaigns, Think Before You Pour and Think Before You Flush, you can get sewage overflow, and you'll get things running into rivers, lakes, ocean. So that's the main impact of Think Before You Pour on a kind of marine life, on the aquatic life. It's usually Think Before You Flush items you'll find there, but when you combine the two of them together, you're going to get blockages, and you can get sewage overflows, which causes pollution.